Multiple Democrats size up potential 2024 bids as Biden's chances dwindle. By Jacob Bliss on July 7, 2022. Democrats across the country are sizing up potential 2024 White House bids as President Joe Biden's job approval is dwindling roughly 18 months into his term, and others are worried about his ability to make it through another election. Democrats are starting to show frustration over Biden's uselessness. Neil Stanage wrote in The Hill's The Memo that prominent figures are weighing their own prospects and sizing up potential 2024 White House bids. It's in no one's interest to scorn Biden's chances of re-election just yet. Open disloyalty to an incumbent president is almost sure to backfire, Stanage wrote. But the smoke signals are being sent coast to coast. However, she pointed to various Democrats looking to make a name for themselves. Over the 4th of July weekend, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, ran political ads in Florida across the country from him, hitting Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has also been seen as a viable 2024 candidate. In June, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D, visited New Hampshire, one of the earlier voting states in a presidential year. During his visit, Stanage noted that he looked to attack the Republican Party for seeking to shame and criminalize women's autonomy. He also appeased the left by advocating for stricter gun control laws than Biden has. In June, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who has been critical of some of Biden's stances, told CNN she'd have to cross that bridge when we get to it on whether she would endorse the president for another term if he runs. However, as Stanage mentioned, she is now 32 years old, meaning she will be old enough to run. In April, an aide to Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, wrote in a memo that he had not ruled out another run for president but that he will only consider another White House if Biden declines to run. If someone attempts to primary Biden, recent history indicates that the incumbent will likely lose in the general election. Stanage pointed to Pat Buchanan challenging President George H.W. Bush in 1992. Bush ended up losing to then-Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. When Senator Edward Kennedy, DMA, challenged President Jimmy Carter, Carter ended up losing to former California Governor Ronald Reagan. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said last month on social media, "To be clear, as the president has said repeatedly, he plans to run in 2024. During Biden's presidency, the country has seen a supply chain crisis, record high inflation, a baby formula shortage, and the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. And his marquee legislative proposal, the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, BBB, has been dead in the water for some time. All while the country has seen record high gas prices and been plagued with gun violence. Biden has also been plagued by lousy job approval numbers. Biden is underwater in 48 states, including the typically dark blue California and his home state of Delaware, while his approval rating is down to the lowest in his presidency, at only 30% approval and 58% disapproval, according to the most recent Civics Rolling Job Approval Average on July 3. The president is also underwater with independent voters, which make up an increasingly influential voter bloc, especially in recent years. Only 18% of independent respondents say they approve of Biden while 68% disapprove, and 13% having no opinion. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.